your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 28 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows around 16 tonight. Highs level off around 33 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 28.
Kansas Mid America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the trial has officially begun this week on a former state legislator that's accused of defrauding the COVID-19 relief fund. As former state representative Michael Capps is accused of defrauding the PPP and EIDL loans. And opening statements were heard throughout this week with prosecutors saying that Capps lied about the number of employees on the payroll of his businesses while applying for the government COVID aid. One of those that testified against him was a former council member for the city of Wichita, James Clendenin, that said he was a partner with Capps in a group that created in 2018, saying they did not have any salaried or hourly employees in 2019. A grand jury has indicted Capps on 19 felony counts as they continue to investigate the applications for the PPP and EIDL loans, along with CARES Act grants for the pandemic relief. In other news, as the legislative session of 2023 gears up, State Senator Rob Olson, the Republican from Olathe and chair of the 2022 Special Committee on Medical Marijuana, says that he has plans to officially introduce the medical marijuana bill at the beginning of the session in January.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you.
An odd coupling has happened in Washington, D.C. this week as Republican U.S. Senator from Kansas, Roger Marshall, has partnered with Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren as they work on trying to bust cryptocurrency money laundering, as they say they're trying to stop financing of terrorism. WIBW reports the announcement came from U.S. Senator Roger Marshall's office that they had teamed up with Senator Elizabeth Warren to introduce the Digital Asset Anti-Money Laundering Act of 2022. He says it is a bipartisan piece of legislation that would mitigate the risks of cryptocurrency and other digital assets that pose a national security threat. Marshall said that the bill would close loopholes to the existing anti-money laundering and countering of the financing of terrorism framework, as well as bring the digital world into the greater compliance with the rules that govern the rest of the financial system. In other news, spam calls across the nation and here in Kansas have been on the dramatic rise, and the Better Business Bureau is warning individuals that you may see calls coming in that look like they're from your local community.
They do this because they know you're more likely to pick up the phone if it appears to be somebody you may know.
Good American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Attorney General of the state of Nebraska has announced this week that they have finalized their agreements with the CVS and Walgreens company to bring the national amount from investigations and litigation against the pharmaceutical industry to more than $50 billion nationwide. And NBC Nebraska Scott Bluff reports that the state of Nebraska will be receiving roughly $41 million in the settlement in total. According to the Attorney General's office, outside of the CVS and Walgreens settlement, there's also the ongoing Walmart settlement where they have agreed to court-ordered injunctive relief that the state of Nebraska will see funds coming in from as well. All of the settlement funds across the state must be used to remediate some of the opioid crisis, including prevention, harm reduction, treatment, and recovery services. In other news, the board of directors for the Regional West Medical Services has announced their new interim CEO to be Melvin McNea. As NBC Nebraska's Scott Bluff reports that after the announcement, McNea says that he wants to focus on employee engagement along with quality of care and says one of his first priorities is to meet employees and members of the community. Good American Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A preliminary hearing set for Monday this week was rescheduled for January 20th in the first-degree murder charge against Gerald Brown, age 66, of Marysville, who allegedly shot and killed his wife, 57-year-old Jennifer Brown, early Thanksgiving morning at their home north of Marysville. Brown was initially using a public defender, but has retained a private attorney after records indicate that his income was sufficient to disqualify for public defense. He's being held in the Marshall County Jail on $1 million bond. A sheriff's sale of a property in Marysville at 205 North 10th Street is planned Monday at 10 a.m. at the Marshall County Courthouse. The total for taxes and cost, including demolition of the property, is just over $50,000 and is being sold on behalf of the property owners, Julie and Sean Murphy, and the State Bank of Blue Rapids. A vacant garden-style apartment complex on the two lots was previously condemned and removed by the city of Marysville. Marysville City Council meeting Tuesday, after a quorum was not present Monday, heard an update on efforts to develop additional child care opportunities locally. City Administrator Austin St. John said the steering committee will hold a public meeting January 11th at 6 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville to get public input from local daycare providers and others who may be impacted or interested. Bylaws are being drafted with intent to apply as a 501c3 nonprofit. The next council meeting will be Tuesday, December 27th, with city offices closed that Monday for Christmas. That meeting will be extended to Thursday, December 29th, for approval of final bills before year-end. Following executive sessions, Washington City Council last meeting approved pay raises ranging from 50 cents per hour to 5% to 10% for city employees. Consensus at a recent meeting was to proceed with grant options and continue street improvement projects annually as funding allows in Washington. An engineering estimate came in at some $8.5 million for a total package, but Department of Transportation cost share limits are currently $1.5 million. The city share for that size project would be $225,000. First priority for consideration mentioned was B Street to Pierce Street by the hospital, and then perhaps 2nd or 3rd Streets. Seneca City Council recently approved proceeding with a project that would rebuild four blocks of Main Street from 7th to 11th with concrete, removing the existing brick and pavement surface as well as curb and gutter. It would be an extension of work on Main, completed in 2011, funded through historic preservation grants. The city will go out for bids with engineering estimates topping $1 million. A pair of five-year contracts with Nemaha County have been negotiated for shared dispatch services as well as space for police and the city-owned ambulance facility in Seneca. Tuesday, December 20th is tax payment deadline for first half 2022 property taxes, which may be paid if the county treasurer's office, many local banks, by mail or online. Taxpayers are reminded to include proper payment stubs. Mark Hoffman of Marysville was recently appointed Frankfort postmaster, having served a similar post at Hiawatha the past 7 years. His career with the Postal Service began in 1999, and Hoffman has worked previously with the agency in Blue Rapids, Seneca, Marysville, and Manhattan. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce will judge the annual Christmas lighting contest Saturday evening, 5 until 9, with Chamber Bucks to the top three winners. An open house is planned Sunday afternoon at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville for Pastor Julie Shields, who's retiring. Public is invited 2 until 4 p.m. Dr. Robert A. Griffin, senior, age 85, of Frankfort, passed away December 2nd. Funeral service Monday, December 19th, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Dr. Robert Griffin, Sr. Conrad R. Stewart, age 88, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Private burial. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Conrad Stewart.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Stop by My Sister's Closet this holiday season for all the new and trendy outfits that will be coming in. Just as the calendar changes, maybe it's time to change the holiday attire for this season's parties and get-togethers. Cozy Christmas outfits, fun accessories, and stocking stuffers galore. Arrive in style and rethink your holiday shopping with MSC in Waterville. Small town service with big city style. That's My Sister's Closet in Waterville, or check them out on Facebook.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions still staying breezy today, and temperatures will continue to stay cooler as we head into next week. Cloudy skies today with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s throughout the region. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Temperatures staying cooler overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Slightly warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. And clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. More sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. And clouds move back in over Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the single digits and upper teens. Still staying drier as we head into Monday, partly sunny with our highs in the lower 20s and lower 30s. And very chilly over Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the single digits. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. And cloudy Tuesday night with our lows in the single digits. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high on this date 66. The average low 22 and the record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:06.
There are plenty of birds that spend the winter in the frozen north. Can they survive a brutal cold snap? An in-depth look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 16th, the 350th day of the year. Novelist Jane Austen was born on this day, and the tax protest known as the Boston Tea Party took place on this night in 1773. Bird lovers are naturally concerned about the fate of their feathered friends through the harsh winter months. But the truth is, birds are well equipped for survival. They've been storing fat since early fall. On the coldest nights, they keep warm by fluffing their feathers and slowing their metabolism. Most have scoped out a sheltered spot like a tree cavity or grass thicket. And if you neglect the bird feeder for a week or two, don't worry. Most of their food supply is still found in the wild, and there's probably a stocked feeder a few doors down. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about bird feeding online at almanac.com.
CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort wish everyone a happy holiday season. Make CJ your last stop before you hit the road. With friendly and helpful staff, snacks, drinks, and premium dino fuel, now save even more when you download the new CJ Go app. Safe travels from CJ Express with locations in Marysville and Frankfort.
Ashley Home Store and the Brand Source Appliance and TV Store in Beatrice have hundreds and hundreds of furniture, appliance, and TVs in stock for immediate pickup, with a few delivery spots open before Christmas. 65-inch Samsung Smart LED TVs are $499. Over-the-range microwaves at $199. Queen mattresses start at $199. Always free shipping to your house on qualifying purchase over $299 within 100 miles of a store. Plus interest-free till 2024 at Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. While the regular season of the NFL is getting closer to the end, as there are only four regular season games left for the Kansas City Chiefs before we go into playoff season. And this Sunday is the next big one for the Chiefs as they kick off at noon on Sunday against the Houston Texans. And it's a game that Patrick Mahomes says he needs to clean up and not have interceptions like he did during the Denver Broncos last week.
Keep throwing it, man. Keep slinging it. Luckily, we got the win, but you don't win a lot of games when you have three interceptions.
Patrick Mahomes took the blame, said it was just bad decision making. He also made enough good decisions to overcome his mistakes last week. Three TD passes over 8 yards per attempt, over 350 yards.
An audio from the NFL. The Chiefs are still sitting atop the AFC West, sitting 10-3 for the regular season. The Broncos were 3-10 after that game. The Texans are going into this week a little rough, sitting 1-11 in bottom of the AFC South. After the Sunday, the Chiefs head back home to take on the Seattle Seahawks on Christmas Eve Saturday.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
After a full week off of college basketball in the state of Kansas, for all the teams, we are back in action this Saturday as the number 8 Kansas Jayhawks are back at home, taking on the number 14 Indiana Hoosiers. That tip-off on Saturday at noon. It's been a week since they took over Missouri, finishing that game 95-67 and staying atop the Big 12 Conference, sitting 9-1 overall for the season. Still no conference play of the season so far. After the game against the Hoosiers, it's a little bit shorter time before their next tip on Thursday next week against Harvard. That's an evening game with tip at 6 p.m. Right behind the Jayhawks in the Big 12 Conference is the number two Kansas State Wildcats, as they are sitting atop the Big 12 as well. Their game on Saturday at 6 p.m., an evening game at home against the Nebraska Huskers. It's been since Sunday since they won over Incarnate World 98-50, as they are on their home streak with this game, followed by Radford coming up on Wednesday next week with an afternoon tip at 1:30. The Wildcats right now are also sitting 9-1 in overall play for the season. The Wichita State Shockers are at home this weekend, taking on the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville hosting Chapman. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Washington County hosting Centralia, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights, Donovan West. Axtell tips off at Lynn. Hanover travels to Onega. And Diller O'Dell plays host to Lewiston. Again Friday, Marysville hosting Chapman and Washington County home to Centralia. On air, online, and on our mobile apps.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Craft your own indoor tree, wreath, or star from milkweed pods. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Often considered weeds, common milkweed is making a comeback as more gardeners are growing this important food source for monarch butterflies. Put the interesting seed pods to work crafting them into last-minute gifts or winter decorations. Remove the pods from the plants and allow them to dry as needed. In the meantime, start thinking of creative ways to use these. And don't forget that a little paint can help brighten your creation. Wire the pods together to form a wreath or attach them to a form. Purchase a styrofoam cone and attach the pods with pins. Place the pods in rows, covering the cone to create the perfect evergreen. But don't stop with winter-inspired decorations. The pods can be crafted into beautiful dahlias, birds, butterflies, and more. Experiment with hot glue, florist wire, and other natural materials. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
If you live in or near a very small town, it's a big blow when you lose your only grocery store. It's rare that one ever comes back to fill that void. But that wasn't the case for this town. They found a unique way to pool their resources to create even more than what they might have imagined. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
For many residents of Friend, Nebraska, it's hard to remember a time when Jim Vossler wasn't on the city council or serving as mayor.
Yeah, I was on council for 10 years, and then I was mayor for 12, and then I decided I'd done it enough, and I quit for 4 years. Well, then I was asked to come back, and I did it for another 12 years. I'm out again, and I'm out for good. 34 years is enough, I decided.
But today, Jim is retired, but still has time to show folks around the town of Friend, which has a population of just under 1,000. About 5 years ago, they lost their only grocery store. They found a unique way to reestablish one.
We didn't have one for a year or so. Anyhow, bunch of people got together and they ended up building a whole new facility. It's a gas station, grocery store, quick shop, liquor store, and everything all in one huge building. There's 45 investors in it. I think it's about a $4 million project.
That's about 45 investors pulling together to make something great happen. I look around this town, and you can tell there's something about the way the citizens view where they live.
Well, the bottom line, you got to have community pride, and you got to have that in your citizens, and if you don't, you're fighting an uphill battle. There's always the naysayers, but as a rule, the good comes out, and it gets taken care of.
Jim says it's a community effort, but this town, with a welcoming name, has done well compared to others its size.
Oh, I think they want the small town atmosphere. I mean, for a small town, we have a lot to offer. I think people like the opportunities their kids get in the smaller schools. If you come to our town, you'll notice there's a lot to offer for a small town.
Traveling the countryside in Friend, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Someday, we might be living on the moon, and of course, we'll have to grow our own food. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Our nation's youth are working on that right now as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Youngster in your town just might have the answer on how to grow food on the moon. A global science experiment called Plant the Moon Challenge encourages kids in grades 4 through 12 to see who can grow the best crops using a lunar soil simulant. Sarah Nelson is the state STEM specialist for Iowa 4-H Youth Development and also works for the NASA Iowa Space Grant Consortium. She says teams of students will receive the simulant from the University of Florida. They will use the simulant to design and perform experiments on what kinds of crops they could grow in it.
And of course, they're going to have to be adding things to that simulant from fertilizer, you know, to other things. But they're going to try to grow different crops within a 10-week time frame and then report that back to NASA at the end of it, as long as they complete their experiment. And it'll get added to basically a global database on how can we support people when they might be living on the moon.
Teams might choose to grow row crops or fruits and vegetables, and they will have help from university plant science students to design and execute their experiments. This could have far-reaching impacts for the kids involved.
When we work with youth on different projects such as this, where you have a real result and a real thing that you're communicating out, it changes the nature of the learning and it becomes really engaging and something that's really memorable too. And so we really hope that youth, when they participate in this, might think about a career in agriculture or, you know, in STEM, another STEM field, or with NASA.
The program kicks off at the end of February and teams must submit their report to NASA by the end of April. Learn more about the Plant the Moon Challenge at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Have you ever gone into the new year with the goal of making major lifestyle changes, such as working out every day or totally limiting the amount of screen time you have throughout the week? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze, helping you thrive with purpose. While setting new goals can be beneficial, it's easy to fall into the trap of setting unrealistic goals and then getting discouraged before January is even over. This can be especially true with our finances. Maybe in the new year, you're hoping to set a budget and actually stick to it. Or maybe you got a little too carried away with holiday shopping and you need to put a game plan together for tackling some unplanned debt. Whatever your financial goals may be, remember to take realistic steps for getting there. You'll realize that over time, you'll start to see great results. Setting realistic goals when it comes to your finances will help you in the long run. You'll find you have greater financial clarity so you can connect your finances and your faith and live a life of meaning and gratitude.
Need health insurance? NECAP Inc. can help. The health insurance marketplace closes January 15th. Call Michaela Clock at 785-742-2222, extension 170, to make your appointment today, or go online at kansascares.org.
Serving up something special to ring in the new year, the Wagon Wheel in Marysville will have lobster and sirloin dinners, 2 for $60, including dessert and champagne, December 31st from 5 until 9. No midnight kiss, come and party anyway, as a limited menu, including prime rib, will be served along with kids' menu available. Come join and celebrate the wonder of the new year with the Wagon Wheel.
Some tips for creating a good farm succession plan today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Joy Kirkpatrick has worked for University of Wisconsin Extension for 29 years. Most of that time focusing on farm succession planning. In a recent webinar, Kirkpatrick said the plan begins with good communication.
If communication within this family or within this farm business hasn't been easy up to the succession conversation, then there's going to need to be extra work put in to building that communication.
Kirkpatrick is not saying the communication has to be perfect.
We just need to acknowledge that there's going to be some really awkward conversations that are going to need to happen. Coming to it with an open mind and an open heart of we're doing this because we all have a very similar goal.
While farm succession planning is not an exact science, Kirkpatrick says almost everyone seeks the same goals.
The owner generation is cared for. The fact that the business stay a farm and or that the farm stay in the family. Kind of universal goals that I've seen over and over again in the research and families that I'm working with.
There's a link to Kirkpatrick's presentation on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. You know, the past couple of years have been fairly good for farm country, financially speaking, but will that trend continue into the future? That was one of the hot topics at the 70th Annual American Bankers Association Ag Bankers Conference. Kirk Covington, the former chair of the ABA Ag Bankers Committee, says when compared to 2022, he expects 23 to be a challenge.
I don't see many of these oil-based input costs necessarily coming down anytime soon. And I mean, whether that be fertilizer, fuel, diesel, whatever that might be, transportation costs, And on top of that, I think labor as well is going to stay relatively expensive. So the bottom line is, farmers can only control one thing in their business, and that's those expenses that they have control over. They can't control the revenue, so they've got to be great managers of expenses. But I think margin compression is going to be the story starting in later on in 2023.
Covington says when it comes to 2024, he thinks a lot of things will be fixed in the U.S. economy.
You're already seeing it today that the supply chain issues are starting to kind of soften. Transportation issues are starting to get a little bit better. The ports are opening up. You can find trucks and truckers, right? I mean, you got to have both. And ultimately, I think we get to the point where we start fixing the stock use ratios in many of these commodities. So what does that tell me? Top line revenue starts dipping. Costs continue to, I think, escalate a bit or at least stay high. And so I think you come into 2024, and I think it's going to be one of those years where we're going to be looking back at 2022 and saying how much we really miss it.
Once again, that was Kurt Covington at the 70th annual ABA Ag Bankers Conference. That's a look at your ag news for this Friday, December the 16th. You have a fantastic Friday.
The end-of-the-year blowout sale is going on now at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models and offering huge discounts on 2022s. Make your way to Riverwind RV at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road and check out the end-of-the-year sale going on now through January. Are you looking for a new travel trailer, fifth-wheeler, or toy hauler?
Riverwind RV has exactly what you're looking for.
RVs of all types and sizes by manufacturers like Winnebago,
Heartland,
Forest River,
Gulfstream,
and Keystone, with discounts so big it's unbelievable. Now is the best time to buy at Riverwind RV. Stop by the east side location at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover at 159th and Kellogg Drive, or check them out online at riverwindrv.com. It's the end of the year blowout sale at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealer in Wichita. Stop by or call them at 316-364-3333. Riverwind RV's huge end of the year sale is going on now.
Surprise the man in your life this Christmas with something he really wants. More power. Table saws, cordless drills, impacts, trimmers, and chainsaws. Perfect for gift giving, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools and accessories. Pull lasting holiday memories fresh from the flame of your new solo stove fire pit. Built for the backyard and beyond and great for any age, make a solo stove from Hometown Lumber in Marysville the number one gift on your list this year.
Got a sore back after a day on the tractor? The culprit could be the seat you're sitting on and the vibration it's sending through your body. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Pain is a common complaint from farmers. Maybe they lifted too much or pulled something the wrong way, but there's another potential cause, prolonged exposure of vibration from farm vehicles. Nathan Fetke is an associate professor in the Department of Occupational and Environmental Health at the University of Iowa, which did a study on whole body vibration experienced while operating ag machinery. He says the seat is the key. Many farm machines have seats with shock-absorbing suspension, and they should be adjusted properly for the operator's weight.
And that should be easily identifiable. If someone's riding around in a machine and they feel the seat bottom out or slam down into the base plate, that seat is not working properly, it's not adjusted for the operator's weight properly, or there's some failure of the mechanism. in terms of the seat itself, just including the seat as part of the overall maintenance plan of the machine is really important. I mean, these are mechanical things.
The operator's posture is another factor.
As a person sits, the curvature on their low back is lost, typically without a lumbar support. And so you've got this sort of stretching of the low back just by the nature of the sitting posture, and then you're vibrating that low back at the same time. And so you get this repeated stretching of the low back, and that's one possible theorized mechanism for how prolonged exposure to vibration can lead to problems down the road.
The study showed ATVs and heavy utility vehicles like skid steers transmitted the highest levels of vibration, followed by tractors, pickups, and semi-trailers. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about whole body vibration at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Friday. Well, today so far mixed with low volume as markets have fallen into a deep holiday mode. It will be this way for the rest of the day and, of course, next week as well. Ag prices have been able to shake off the effects of the macro markets, those markets being obviously cautious because of the Fed raising interest rates. Here's what we're looking at on the board right now for March corn. We're looking at 652 and three quarters. That's down three quarters right now. Corn for May is 653 and a quarter. That's down a half. Kansas City wheat for March, 849 and a quarter. That's down 11 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for May, 843 and a half. And that's down nine. Oats for March down 2 3/4 at 338 and a quarter. May oats at 338 and a half. That's down 1 1/2. Soybeans for January, 1482. Now 1481 as the board has changed, and that's up 7 1/2 right now. Soybeans for March at 1484 and a half. That's up 7 3/4. March cotton right now, 81.99. That's up 96 cents. Cotton for May at 82.06, and that's up 82 cents. Live cattle for December, 154.75, that's up 70 cents. Live cattle for February, 155.37, that's up 52.5. Feeder cattle for January, 183.77, that's up 72.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March at 184.72, and that's up a nickel. Crude oil for January, 74.51 per barrel, that's down $1.60. Gold for December, $17.90, that's up $13.70. Silver for December, $23.12, and that's basically flat right now. Wall Street, Dow Jones down 520, S&P down 65, NASDAQ down 158. That's your market information.
'Tis the season for savings at Rusty Eck Ford. We are spreading joy and cheer, and we have the new Fords you're looking for at prices you'll love with customer cash rebates. Plus, take advantage of finance offers as low as 1.9% APR for up to 66 months. And when you buy your new Ford at Rusty Eck Ford, you will make no payments up to March 2023. Celebrate this season with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. And financing offers as low as 1.9% APR for up to 66 months. And you'll make no payments up to March 2023. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Of all of us here at Rusty Eck Ford, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Plus tax and fees, only based to debit payment of $15.15 per thousand in finance. No payment for up to 90 days upon approval credit with Ford Credit. Interest accrues from time of purchase. These offers cannot be combined with others and expire at the end of the month.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
This year's 4-H All-Star Meat Judging Team was certainly in a league of their own. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. 4-H All-Star Meat Judging Team coaches Katie Leibarger and Stephanie Whitberler joined team members Lyle Perrier and Callie Stubbs to give insight on their recent win in the 4-H Meat Judging Contest.
Our Kansas 4-H All-Star Team consisted of the top 10 individuals
that placed at the Kansas 4-H sweepstakes this summer. This year, our team consisted of Callie Stubbs from Wallace County, Lyle Perrier from Greenwood County, Luke Fankhauser also from Greenwood County, Gwyneth Fry from Bourbon County, Callan Smith from Barber County, Lillian Holtz and Liam Nichols, both from Ottawa County. I think from the beginning, we knew we were working with a talented group of kids. It became super evident the weekend before the contest that we had a group of kids that was obviously very capable of winning the national contest. I have never met a group that worked as hard as these kids did, but also managed to still have fun. These kids were practicing from literally sunup to sundown the days leading up to the contest. And not only were they not complaining, but they still were having fun and learning a lot. So I think that is when it became obvious the talent and the potential of the group.
Stubbs and Perrier describe how the team prepared for the contest.
Every Sunday, we'd have a virtual meeting and we'd discuss some classes. And leading up, we started to work on sets of reasons. And then we went to Beef Empire Days in Garden City and worked out there. And that was super beneficial for everybody, just getting to see some classes in person and looking at IDs. And then we went and worked out for like a week before the national contest, which was a lot, but I know we all learned a lot.
Our coaches gave us great opportunities, provided us with all the material that we needed to study, and they showed that if we would just stay motivated and work through it, that we could reach the goal of getting this. And so I think that just their motivation throughout the entire weeks leading up was what led us to where we got.
Perrier, Liebarger, and Whitberler explain how it felt to be named champions.
I mean, it was surreal for a while. Like, it didn't even sink in until we were taking our pictures with our first place plaque to just realize that it all paid off.
It was pretty teary-eyed, honestly. We'd obviously gotten really close with these students throughout this process, and so it was rewarding to be named national champions, but really I think the most rewarding part was seeing how hard that these students worked leading up and seeing that hard work pay off.
It was super rewarding being able to coach a national champion team. I mean, not many people can say that. And knowing that we gave them everything we could and they worked really hard and studied on their own time was honestly an even better feeling.
That's 4-H All-Star Meet judging team members Lyle Perrier and Callie Stubbs, joined by their coaches Katie Liebarger and Stephanie Whitberler, with insight on their recent win in the 4-H Meet Judging Contest. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.